Start your day with a fresh word of encouragement. I'm Paul De Jong, and you're now listening to Words of Life from our Life team.
Well, welcome everybody to your weekly podcast with us. We're back. It's B-Rad and Jamie. Words of Life, we're here, we're with you. And I know what you're all thinking. Where have you two been?
I know, you've missed us.
But we haven't been anywhere. We're still here. We haven't been fired yet, praise the Lord.
Waiting for our turn to speak to you lovely people.
That's right. And so it is our amazing honor to share a devotional today around our Sunday series, which is all about assembly required.
I'm not going to lie, this has actually been one of my favorites. I love relationships, I love learning about them, and not just like marriages or friendships, but family, workmates, every type of relationship in life. And one of the things we've been delving into have been the barriers of relational depth. Now we're talking about not just surface level relationships, but the deep and meaningful ones. Did you know that it's actually been scientifically proven that when you have more meaningful relationships in your life, you're actually more joyful, you've got more purpose in your life, and that's because that's God's design. We were designed to live with relational depth with one another, because that's what brings completeness in our life, the fullness of the life that God has promised us.
Yeah.
And we've been touching on some of the barriers to relational depth. Things like self-centeredness, fear of rejection, limited heart transparency, lack of vulnerability is what I kind of like to think of it as, a victim mentality, disunity, and unforgiveness. Now, those sound like really big, chunky topics.
They
are. I'll tell you now, I've experienced all of those things, and I'm sure you have too.
Yeah.
The truth is, we need to delve deeper into understanding relational depth, because those deeper foundations are the things that we can build our lives upon.
Yeah.
And the thing about relational depth as well is that it actually requires a two-way investment and an understanding that failure is actually a part of the journey, which is hard.
Oh, it is. How good. Nothing like knowing that failure is going to be a part of your relational journey.
I hate
such
failing.
A joy.
We're definitely being sarcastic.
Yes.
But in today's podcast, I really want to discuss what it means to be real. We're talking about transparency. We're talking about vulnerability. And that's the way that we need to live out all these healthy relationships in our lives. To be real with one another, to actually be open with ourselves and with other people in order to build relational depth.
Yeah, that's right. So I've got a question I want to put to everybody listening today. Who's in your corner? A simple question, yet a powerful question. Why don't you think for a moment, just think about the people that you do life with, those in your sphere of your humanity, and think, is anybody in my corner? Who is in my corner? Who do you have that you can chat with, that you can talk through life, that you can be real with and vulnerable with about the deep things within you? To speak openly about the highs and the lows, who walks with you through the valleys and who's on top of the mountains with you when you go through amazing things. Ecclesiastes 4:8-12 in the NIV says, there was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
I love that picture. You know, that relational strength, the things that draw us together are the things that keep us going through the hard times.
Yeah.
Because we're all going to have battles to face. We all have situations to overcome in our lives. You're probably going through something right now.
Yeah.
And that's because life just throws all kinds of unexpected things our way. In the Bible, it says in 2 Samuel, it speaks of an agreement between Joab and Abishai. In chapter 10, verse 11, it says, Joab said, if the Arameans are too strong for me, then you are to come to my rescue. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come to your rescue. I love that. Two-way street of supporting one and fighting for one another, being in each other's corner.
Yeah.
Because separately, the challenges of today can defeat us. We're not designed to do this alone.
Yeah.
But together, there is strength. I love that scripture, what it's saying is that when someone is in your corner, you actually have the ability to conquer more than what you could on your own.
Yep.
And when the enemy is knocking at your door, you have someone to back you up. You have that extra strength that you need to see this through.
Yeah.
So another question for you today, are you facing your today alone? And I know what you might be thinking, no, I've got the Holy Spirit, we're all good. Just
yeah,
the Holy Spirit.
Jesus is with me.
And look, that is actually true. Like yes. Jesus is always with you, no matter how many people are around you, you have the Holy Spirit. But God's design, again, to experience the fullness of life is that we are meant to be living connected to one
yes.
another. In Genesis 2, verse 18, it says, "The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone, so I will make a helper suitable for him." And I love that. Like, Jesus knew, God knew from the very outset that doing life alone is no way to do life.
Yeah,
alone.
That's right.
We all need someone to help us through this journey of life.
Yeah, we do. So again, my question, a simple one, but who's in your corner?
Mm.
When you're in the fire, who's with you? When you're going through those raw challenges of life, can you be real with someone? Is there someone that you can be vulnerable with and say, hey, like, this is what I'm going through. This hurts. I've got this situation with my boss or my family member or my spouse and I. We're having some challenge. I've got an obstacle to overcome with my brother and I just don't know what to do. Who is in your corner? Who can you talk with about the things of life? Who's in the fire with you? Because in the book of Daniel, we read the account of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego who were thrown into a fiery furnace for holding to their convictions. They weren't bowing down to anything or anyone other than the Lord, their God. See, they were in it together. They had each other's backs, even if it meant until death. But in this case, it didn't mean till death.
Exactly. And we read in Daniel 3, verse 25. "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. And the fourth looks like a son of the gods." That's a beautiful picture because there were three men in there, but they saw four. And that fourth in the fire was God.
That's
God
it.
Showed up. And they came out unharmed without any damage. Not a single hair on their head was harmed. It even says in the Bible they didn't even smell of smoke.
Amazing.
See, John 15 verse 13 says, "No one has greater love nor stronger commitment than to lay down his own life for his friends." So do you have that someone in your life that will go through the fire with you?
Do you have that, Jamie? Have you got somebody in your life that you would go through the fire with you, that would lay down their lives for you?
I sure hope so. Hopefully you're listening to this now.
Yeah.
Because that's what friends do. They listen to your podcasts.
Well, we hope so. Yeah, we pray. Or we pay them.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I do. And it's actually one of those things that I feel like, as I've gotten older in life, I've understood what that actually means. I've
yeah.
understood what I'm looking for. I think when I was younger, I felt a lot of social pressure to have lots of friends.
Yeah, totally.
And maybe they were surface level. But as I've gotten older, I've understood the meaning of quality over quantity.
Yes.
And those people in my life who, and I'll tell you now, it's not just one person that fulfills all those roles.
Yep.
I've got a group of people who I can go to for different things, who I can be vulnerable with in different ways. But ultimately, to have that kind of transparent relationship with the people in my world, that's what helps me get through the mountaintops and the valleys.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think I used to try and model my life off Jesus. I used to think, okay, he has 12 disciples, so therefore I've got to have 12 close friends, and that's
so
who I need to that's who I need to do life with. You know, I was just like, this is the picture that I see, so I need to be vulnerable and real with at least 12 people in my life. And then I realized that I couldn't do that.
Exactly.
I couldn't make that happen. And as the more I looked into scripture, the more even Jesus had closer ones to him. He had his close relationship with God the Father, but then there were even disciples closer than others.
Mm.
And so, like you said, it's about quality sometimes over quantity.
Mm.
And the reality that if we're going to go through things in life, there are going to be a need to have tighter people, ones that we're closer with, that we can be honest with.
So here's a question for you. How do you build those quality relationships?
I think one of the key things for me was, first I found a mentor. I found one person that I could talk with. And here in a staff context, if you know him, it's Pastor Scott Thornton.
Hmm.
And so I catch up with him on a monthly basis and have done for a long time now, talking about everything, life, ministry, friends, marriage, my past, my future, just completely open. And he said to me, "Who's in your corner?"
Hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. You know, I was like, "I've got you." And he's like, "Well, you're going to need more than that. You're going to need at least a couple of guys that you're going to do life with and connect with on a weekly basis." And he said, Well, have a think. Who do you get on really well with that you already have deeper conversations with? And I said, well, I've got this guy. And, you know, great guy, sort of, you know, doing life at the same sort of level, similar stage of life. And he said, why don't you be intentional? Send them a text and see if that would be something that they would want to continue doing at a deeper level and make it, like, more official. You know, like, sort of take that first step, almost like asking somebody out on a date. You've just got to commit to going all in and taking that next. And that takes vulnerability. I mean, I was so nervous. Here I am, a grown man, you know, getting nervous about sending a mate going, hey, I don't know if you need this in your life, but I'm quite alone. I actually don't have anybody that I have depth with that I need to do this life that I need to live. And this other person responded with, yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm actually looking for the same thing. And out of that formed a great connection and friendship. And there's also another friend of ours that wanted the same thing. And now the three of us have been catching up, I think, for over 3 years now, nearly every Tuesday morning at 6:30 a.m. for a coffee, and we just do life and talk about life.
I love that. And there's so many things in what you've just said. You know, number one, vulnerability.
Yeah.
Like, vulnerability is so key in drawing people closer to you, because exactly like what you said, when you're willing to step out and be open and vulnerable with someone, you actually realize that someone else probably feels the same way.
Yeah.
And it's those things that we connect over. It's those things that draw us towards a common path, and helps us to forge deeper relationships. But I also love what you said around intentionality.
Yeah,
relationships don't just pop out of the thin air. Like, you do have to intentionally work on them, whether they're friendships or whether they're, you know, work relationships or your marriage. Like, it takes intentionality, and that's a decision on your part as well to draw closer to somebody else. And the other thing that you mentioned that I really love is consistency.
Yes.
You're talking about the fact that you've met up with these guys every single week for 3 years.
Yeah.
Deep relationships don't happen overnight.
No.
And they don't start deep either. You have to start somewhere.
Yep.
And so my challenge for you, if you're listening to this, and if you don't have or don't feel like you have someone in your corner right now, take a look around you. Who do you already have in your space?
Yes.
Who are you already connecting with? And then be intentional with that person or those people. And then be consistently intentional with those people. And you'll find that over time, those that meaningful relationship, that foundation, digging deeper, that would come naturally out of your intentionality towards growing in that relationship together.
Yeah, I'll be honest. You know, at the time, it wasn't that awesome to have to get up really early, you know, to meet every Tuesday morning at 6:30 a.m. But the sacrifice was worth it.
Absolutely.
And someone listening today, I think you just got to go, you know, like, the sacrifice is worth it. I've got to count that cost because I need this. And I feel like there'd be a number of people listening going, actually, if I'm really honest, I'm alone. I actually have a lot of acquaintances, but I don't really have any depth of relationship when it comes to tight friends that I can share everything with.
Absolutely.
And if you're in that boat today, then there is good news. There's always good news when Jesus is in the picture, because he can lead us and guide us to those right relationships and those ones that have depth. So when you feel like giving up, I wonder who's telling you to stay in the fight.
Yeah.
Galatians 6:2, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you'll fulfill the law of Christ. So when life gets challenging, I wonder who's cheering you on. I had this awesome moment. It was actually this weekend just gone. I was down in Taupo for the half marathon, and as a part of this, I guess, marathon weekend, they did a kids race. And so I put Nico in, my little five-year-old boy, put him into the kids race. He's five, but the oldest competitors go up to 12 years old. And, you know, I decided that I'm going to join him halfway and I'm going to run the race with him. Because I was like, he's never run this far. And, you know, and I'm watching him run and he's going for it. And I'll be honest, I'm not here to brag, but he was killing it. He was smoking all these older kids. And for a five-year-old, he was way out in front of any of them. And so I joined him halfway and he was huffing and puffing, but this look of determination was in his face. But when I came alongside him and just began to cheer him on, champion him on, when this little five-year-old probably wanted to start running slower, I'm like, come on, mate. Come on, buddy. You've got more in you. You can do it. Keep going. I'm like, just another hill, another corner, one more corner. Like, there's the finish. Someone listening to this, I know right now, I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to someone saying, you need someone to cheer you on.
Yeah.
You've never been cheered on. And I believe the Holy Spirit is going to bring somebody into your life, but you're going to have to take the first step in initiating that.
Yeah.
And stepping into that relationship.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if you're in need of doing life with someone today, can we encourage you, invite the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Ask him to show you, to illuminate the people, the relationships, the pathway.
Yeah.
To forge deeper relationships with people. And if you're unsure of who that could be or where to start, can I encourage you, if you're part of a church, if you are part of our church here at Life, we have groups for all different ages and stages of life. And that's the greatest way to be around people like-minded in a similar stage to you, and a great way to start building those relationships.
Yep.
And you know, as a church, that's what we're about. We're about the people. We're about people together, about people encountering God together, and about people being more than surface level, about being the church.
Yeah. So what an amazing topic today, Jamie. You know, it's just been so cool to discuss this and to really bring some light into what relational depth means and the sort of things that we need in our lives, the people we need around us to do life the way that God has designed us to do life.
Absolutely.
With great relational depth. So why don't you pray for us and we'll go, and I believe we're going to have an amazing week.
Yeah, absolutely. God, I thank you that you are a God, a relational God.
Yeah.
That you are one who is has designed us to do life with one another. And as part of that design, that you're bringing people together to encourage, to strengthen. And right now, God, I pray for this person listening to this podcast, that you would pave the path in front of them towards the deeper relationships, the right relationships, that through your Holy Spirit, you would be illuminating conversations, people, that there would be new introductions, that there would be new perspectives on existing relationships, Lord God, that we would be able to crack open the hard walls of who we are and be real with one another, to be real with you, to be real with those in our world, to forge deeper relationships so that we can see the fullness of life the way that you have intended, the way that you have designed, which is to be in community with one another.
Yeah.
We commit this day to you, we commit this week to you, and ask that you would make yourself known in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. See you next time.
Thanks for joining us for another encouraging word from the Life team. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. We'd love to have you join us at church this Sunday. If you're in Auckland or Melbourne, check out the website for a location near you. Or you can choose to join us online from wherever you are. Find a service at lifenz.org.